You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Would you say that turkeys are signs of good luck or bad luck?
Turkeys. Probably good luck.
Okay, good. Because I'm wondering, like, if it's a black cat crossing your path, if you have a turkey. Today's trash day at my house, and I rolled the barrels out last night at, I don't know what time, but this morning I realized there was something else I needed to run out there before the garbage collectors came rolling up. So I went running. I opened up the front door real fast and scared off two giant turkeys. I mean, biggest ones I've ever seen.
Really?
In my wife's garden in the front of the house. And then a ton of birds flew up with them, and like four squirrels darted. But these giant turkeys.
You're like in a Disney movie all of a sudden.
It was just like that, buddy. Just like that. And I was just laughing. I was like, dang, I wish I had my phone and my camera. But they bolted. They were fast. And I was wondering, I was like, if a turkey crosses your path, is that a
sign? You're
going
to have a good Thanksgiving.
I don't know, man.
Are turkeys mean too? Like, if you had snuck up on them, would they have, you know, maybe turned and attacked instead of running?
I have found that I am poorly equipped when it comes to knowledge of turkeys.
Turkey knowledge, yeah.
I know about Ben Franklin being in love with them and wanting to be our state's our national symbol. I know that.
The only thing I know about turkeys is what goes with them as a side.
Well,
you know, yeah, that's about all I know about the turkey.
And I, you know, I would be the guy giving a pardon to the turkeys because I don't like eating turkey. I can't stand it. So
dry bird,
just the taste and everything. But I would spare the turkeys if I was
that's
the president.
Funny, man. So that is
henceforth,
funny.
We will make the ham for Thanksgiving.
There you go, or the lasagna.
How about a nice, just like a nice cheese and vegetable lasagna,
some pasta and meatballs.
So we got a big parade going on today. What do you know about it?
Well, all the news coverage has already started. Everybody's broadcasting live from the big parade today. It's no secret my stance on parades, but I will not mention that right now. But people are already down there lining up, and they had some people out there at like 1 and 2 a.m., you know, camping out, staking their spot. Getting ready for the big parade. And they've been interviewing a lot of firefighters and talking about how the fire trucks are rolling out today. They try to match the station number with the player's number. Like if is somebody 15? Somebody's 15.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they take engine from Firehouse 15.
It's the MVP, Jeremy.
Jaron Sports. So, yeah, I won't be down there today, but this is a really big, exciting event, Dom, and it's going to be packed. And they were talking about the weather because roughly a year ago, they were all down there for the Avs, and they said it was like 90 degrees and everybody was sweating, and today it's going to be a nice, cool 70 degrees, so it should be pretty enjoyable to sit there on the side of the street and, you know, with your whistles and tambourines or whatever you're bringing down to celebrate.
Yeah, what does one wave?
I don't know.
Streamers.
A lot of people down there selling merch. You got t-shirts and banners. They got the big championship banner up at the city and county building. It looks festive.
It's fun.
It'll be fun.
It's fun.
I happen to know somebody in the fire department industry, and he was telling me that, you know, it's one of those things. It's really nice to have all the guys out there, you know, riding the fire trucks. It's a big community event. All the guys driving the fire trucks are really excited. But once the parade is over and they get them back to the station, the tops of the trucks are really beat up, I guess. Like a lot of dents and dings and really beat to hell. Well, everybody's up there jumping up and down and stomping and celebrating and drinking. And they got a lot of repair work usually on these vehicles when they come back to the fire station. Like thousands of dollars worth.
It's got to be a lot easier doing a parade for a basketball team than a football team, because a basketball team has, what, 12 to 15 guys?
Right.
Plus your coaches and stuff like that. And a football team has got 50-something guys.
Right,
so,
right. But then, I mean, you get some staff on there and family, and I mean, you're still going to have a few hundred people probably on the top of these trucks.
No, I know that, but I'm saying even, you know, but the Broncos have staff and families too, so at least it cuts down on the numbers
of players.
You don't need as many fire trucks.
Right.
And then how do you fill out the rest of the party? You get a marching band, you get people throwing batons, jugglers, clowns.
Oh, boy, all the classics. All the parade classics coming at you. Some advertising.
Listen, we can can say it. Who cares? They're world champions. Who cares? But I don't like parades either. I'm not a fan. But I know that you and I are in the minority.
I know.
And people just love going. And I think that's great. I will say the times that I have loved parades in my life are when I was in them. Because then you can monkey around and play around and have a blast.
Sure.
And that's different than standing on the sidewalk to me and watching them go
by.
Just
a long advertisement. You know?
it's just nice to see the city celebrating something that's like civic pride stuff, man.
There's going to be probably a million people down there again today, you know?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot.
But
I was trying
to
look at estimates. They said several hundred thousand. But that could swell to a million. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Crazy.
They'll do that thing where they get somebody up in a helicopter and they'll just kind of, you know, eyeball it.
And we'll get all the drone shots from overhead showing the massive bodies at Civic Center Park.
Yep.
You know, it's funny. You think back, it was 7 years ago that we had the big parade and celebration for the Broncos that ended up at Civic Center Park. And you and I couldn't go to it because we were on the air.
Yeah.
So we had our giant heads.
Our fat heads.
Set down
there.
The big fat heads.
On
they're
sticks.
Like 6 feet tall or whatever on giant sticks.
It's just our faces.
There are some very funny photos of us at the parade, at the big party, without being there.
We sent a couple of interns down or something just to hold our heads on sticks down there. And you still take a look at the crowd and then there's these two giant heads of us.
You know what I always kind of suspected is that the interns carried those things long enough to get a couple of photos and then ditched them right away.
Snapped
so they could just start drinking.
Like, screw these guys. You're probably right, man. You're probably right.
Parade starts at 10 o'clock and should wind up at Civic Center Park at about noon. And that's when all the speechifying will begin.